morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Georgia Kerrigan. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Friday, May 24th. Here are the headlines to start your day. At Northwestern, ASG has passed legislation supporting LGBTQ+ affinity housing on campus. While there is no set timeline, those working on the project hope for the Pride House to be open by the fall of 2025. In other news, yesterday morning, Michael Schill testified in front of the House Committee on Education and the Workforce. In his testimony, Schill defended his negotiations with encampment organizers and reiterated his support for Jewish students. He also said that he would organize a new task force to address anti-Semitism. In Evanston, residents against the reconstruction of Ryan Field aim to revive their dismissed lawsuit claims and add new ones. They allege the city violated residents' due process rights by approving the ordinance on a tie-breaking vote. They also argue that the city engaged in secret negotiations favoring Northwestern over the Evanston citizens. The city declined to comment on the residents' new efforts. NU plans to complete the $800 million football field in 2026. In Chicago, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle celebrated the launch of the Cook County Tourism Alive initiative. The $10 million initiative is funded by the American Rescue Plan Act. It aims to help the county's suburban hospitality and tourism industries recover in the post-pandemic economy. In the Midwest, severe storms continue. Officials are still trying to determine death tolls after tornadoes hit Iowa and several other states. Though severe weather events have increased during the global weather phenomenon of El Niño, storms are expected to become less intense by June. Yesterday evening, President Biden hosted Kenya's president and first lady for an elegant White House dinner. This event marks the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Kenya. Topics of discussion for the night are said to have included trade, technological innovation, clean energy, and security. Later today, the U.S. is expected to announce an additional $275 million in military aid for Ukraine. This comes after the Biden administration pledged to keep weapons flowing to the front lines as quickly as possible. With this latest package, the U.S. will have provided almost $51 billion in military assistance to Ukraine since Russia's invasion in February of 2022. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Georgia Kerrigan. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you Monday morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.